It's important to understand the distinction between the terms withdrawal and consumption. Sometimes the terms are used interchangeably to mean the same thing, and this can lead to misinterpretations and management problems. Water withdrawal represents the total water taken from a source either permanently or temporarily for a specific purpose, mainly for off-stream use. Some of this withdrawn water may return to the original source with changes in the quantity and quality of the water, while the rest may be consumed. On the other hand, water consumption is the fraction of withdrawal that is not returned to its source or made unavailable for reuse in the same basin. It's also referred to as irretrievable or irrecoverable loss. Consumptive water use includes water that is evaporated, transpired, incorporated into products or crops, consumed by humans, or otherwise removed from the immediate water environment. The distinction between withdrawal and consumption allows one to account return flows in the estimation of total water resources. For example, water consumption for agriculture is often a fraction of the withdrawal, and the return flow makes a huge difference in the calculation of available water for different uses. Estimation of water withdrawal helps to understand the level of competition and dependency on water resources, and estimations of water consumption help to gauge the impact of water use on downstream water availability. These two estimations are essential to evaluating water shortages and scarcity at the watershed level, including impacts to aquatic ecosystems. Consideration of return flow is not only useful in undertaking water budget assessments, but it also helps water managers to develop strategies that minimize pollution risks, as return flows usually affect water quality. For example, a power plant may withdraw substantial amounts of water for cooling, but the same water will return to the source for use by a downstream user, but with increased temperature.